hello everyone. My name is Tiia Rahkanend and I'm working as a concept designer at Aivo. And today at the studio we have our CEO Atsa Vesterinen.
Hello.
And our COO Jani Jokela.
Hello.
And today we are discussing about why is Aivo doing qualitative analytics based on artificial intelligence. Atsa, would you like to start?
Yeah, it's a quite wide question, actually. The reason why we are doing qualitative analytics starts from kind of the hiccups doing the qualitative analytics or qualitative research without using AI. So it's very time consuming. The amount of the data is always limited. There's always a kind of biases. And when using artificial intelligence by doing the qualitative analytics, we overcome all those obstacles what typically you are facing when doing qualitative research manually. So with the AI, the data set, amount of the data set, or using multiple data sets, it's unlimited. So you can use as much data as you wish. Also, you are able to provide instant results. So providing the qualitative analytics on the real-time basis, what typically requires, if you do it manually, it requires months and months. And still, when you get the results, they are always delayed. But by using artificial intelligence, you are able to get the results instantly. So using real-time data, making the analytics on the real-time basis, and it's a game changer. That really gives new added value for the analytics. So you can instantly see the changes in the market or the user experiences or whatever data you are making the analytics for. Then it's instantly you can use it in your business development. And one key area is also that the results are neutral. There's no biases. So it's all the time the analytics operating, no matter how much data or what data sources there is, it's always neutral, the results, what the analytics is making.
Interesting. Jani, would you have something to add?
Yes, there's this weird that whatever you do in your company, whether it's marketing, design, developing better experiences, you need to understand your customers. And always you start with research. You have to research your customer and understand what they're doing and motivations and values. So what we are doing with qualitative analytics is that we are doing it instantly. We are cutting away the human labor. We are cutting away the time that it will be consumed on that research. And it's really expensive. So we get the results instantly in an omnichannel way that we can analyze incoming communications in every channel that we are connected into our outside service. So it's cutting your costs and creating better experiences to your customers.
Yeah, and adding to that is that instead of wasting all the information you are gathering for customer encounters or communicating with customers, now is the first time you can utilize that all this information, and with the qualitative analytics you are able to turn that to be customer experience. So instead of separate customer surveys, of course still you can do the customer surveys, but addition to that, you are able to use all the data that you are already having inside your organization by encounters of the customers or communicating with the customers, and provide the new information for better products, better services, and more competitiveness in the market. So it's really the game changer.
Jani, you pointed out the customer experience. Could you open it a bit more?
Yes, customer experience is my favorite child, I would say. Customer experience is really important to organizations globally now, because customer's experience is like, it's everybody business now. In organization, there's no one person that won't need to understand the importance of customer experience. So when people are contacting a company or organization, they are contacting them in chat, in email, in calls, you name it. So you need to be connected in every channel and understand the context where people are contacting you, and understanding what are driving why they're reaching out to you, what are the problems, what are the good things. And if you do changes in your services or products, you need to understand the effect or the what's happening after that. So you don't have to take extensive research, like qualitative research, and interview people, make focus groups or such. You can just open up our iChat service that is connected in every channel that you are using and see what's resonating in your customers or clients. So that's why customer experience is really important, and why we find it a very interesting aspect to use iChat.
I think if you think this abnormal situation in the business market because of the coronavirus, I think the importance of customer experience is even more important than previous. So when the competition situation changes, or the market changes, or the customer behavior changes, whenever you understand all these changes or abnormal situations better, you are able to react and make changes, your products, your services, your marketing, or however operations that you want to be a winner in the markets. You need to have that information, and more accurate information. And like coronavirus has shown to us, that these changes can be quite rapid and dramatic, huge changes coming like out of the blue. No one could expect that. How does it change? When you have that kind of real-time information in your hand, you are able to react in operative level, but also understand the needs and the changes, what you need to do on the strategic level as well. So utilizing that information in all levels of the business, operational level, strategic level, business development, product development, service development. So like Jani was pointing out, it affects to the whole business, it's not just the responsible of one person, it's the whole kind of everybody's business in inside the companies, and all this information, when it's used for decision making and leading with the knowledge, you are able to be a winner in the tough market competition, and especially now in the abnormal business situation.
Yeah, and added to that, if you're thinking what we are doing now in normal situation, we would be in our office, have a nice studio there, and have an analog chat face to face. But in many industries, that have changed, and probably for good. So all the interaction and meetings are in digital world, online. So now you have a tool to analyze all that in the context, in the moment that you're meeting with the people.
Good points. Like customer behavior has changed. It's very valuable to understand how does it change. Is the channels that the customer are using, is it more digital channels in the future, or is the like old normal coming back, or is this the new normal, or what are the changes? Whenever you understand all these, basically the whole environment and the behavior better, then you are able to operate better. And I would like to kind of point out that it's not that you should do qualitative analytics just for fun or for because you can do it. it's really the key that how you are getting the analytics results to your business, to your decision making, your leading and your operations. So using that data and getting the data a part of your daily operations is also the key issue here.
Yes, one more thing that I would like to point out is that many companies have lived in a world that there's this numeric data here that it's fast to get and easy to understand and easy to analyze. Then there's this qualitative data it's not so funny because it's not that nice because net promoter score is easy to use, but understanding what's the open feedback, that's the different thing and more hard to do. So
I can even expand this idea here is that instead of using separate quantitative data and qualitative data, if you combine those two data, you are getting more comprehensive understanding, basically building the situation picture, your like market, your partners, your competition, your own operations, customers, basically everything. So understanding better the whole affected operations to your business with the quantitative and qualitative data, combining all these, you get the accurate situation picture to help your help to improve your business.
And yes, like the AI or our service iSight will turn the qualitative information in the same format that has been used to, it's familiar to analyze numeric data. So now we have a qualitative data that is easy to understand because you can see that there's 150 people talking about this issue in last week. And we changed something and now there's only 10 people talking about the same problem. So we have quite exact information that used to be gut feeling, but now we have real understanding what's happening.
Yeah, so you can really see the changes. Thank you. This was very interesting discussion.